Well, you know that it's going to be all right. I think it's gonna be all right. Everything will always be all right when we go shopping. Well, you know that it's going to be all right when we go shopping. It's always right. The shopping things we begin.
Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for tuning in. It is that time in the show where we open up the phone lines. We welcome you to call. Let's talk shop. What are your opinions on capri pants? We were just having that debate before the break. First of all, identifying what the appropriate length is to call it a capri, and where in the world do you find them? Because the article, as I was starting to say when we were talking, what was basically a fashion writer waxing nostalgic and saying that it's not so easy to find them, but it really is the perfect summer pant when you don't want to be in like a heavy jean and you don't want to wear shorts. So,
well, and I guess I don't find that they're that hard to find.
Really?
Yeah.
We must be shopping different places.
Well,
651-641-1071 is our number. If you have a question, a comment, we are here to help. You can also go to mytalk1071.com, click on the Shop Girls page, send us an email that way, or on social media at Allie Shops, at Harmony Kaplan. Love to hear from you. Do we have any questions we need to get to, or are we all we're all good? I think
we were caught up.
Okay, good. Excellent.
Do you want to talk about Jill Biden's outfit? That she was, her blazer, I should say.
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it was very interesting because we know what a big brouhaha there was when Melania Trump wore her jacket that said, "I don't care, do you?
I really don't
I
care,
really
do
don't
you?
Care
yes,
to
I remember.
You, especially
remember
when
that.
She went to a detention center, which was quite inappropriate. And on a very different level, Jill Biden obviously is accompanying her husband to the G7 and all of his meetings and all that. And she was wearing a blazer that is imprinted with love. The word love is actually embossed on the back. Do you know this brand, Zadig and Voltaire?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that one. Mm-hmm. And she wore it with a black and white polka dot dress by Brandon Maxwell. She wears a lot of Brandon Maxwell. But I mean, it was obviously a very different look. And when she was asked about it, she said, "I think that this is a global conference and we're trying to bring unity across the globe, and I think that's important right now, that we have a sense of unity." And it obviously it sparked controversy because of the very different message that it was sending. Mm-hmm. But I thought it looked cute.
Well, I don't know, controversy or just sort of buzz. Who's opposed to love? What was
Melania?
What was the controversy?
No, maybe that was the wrong word. I just mean, obviously, it was a
people were big, talking about
yes,
it in contrast
big,
to
yes. It was a contrast.
The other thing,
I'm terribly
just,
sorry.
No,
that
no.
I mixed. Up
I just,
my
I just
words.
Wanted to know. I wanted to know if
sure.
I had missed a controversy.
Yeah,
wanted to make sure.
No,
I knew
I don't
this.
Want you to miss.
That's what
any.
We're here for. I am just also loving that our local design darling, Marion Park, luxury shoe designer, is the absolute favorite choice of Jill Biden. All of the shoes that
Seriously?
She has been wearing
I did not know that.
On this European journey right now are Marion Park. Because if
They're
you follow...
All-
I mean, several, like day after day, if you follow Marion Park on Instagram, she has been posting photos and her red pumps and like all she seems to have the Marion Park pump, which I know from Marion is her best seller.
Yeah.
She has it in every color.
And
she wore it in bright red with a red dress. And she wore it in, in black as well, but she's posted, black one. She wore her pumps to meet Queen Elizabeth.
She hasn't met her yet.
Yes, she has.
No. They're going to Windsor Castle tomorrow.
She's met her sometime because...
Oh, she might have at another time.
No, yeah. This is
but I mean, they're going to meet her at Windsor Castle tomorrow.
Mom,
I have it on good authority.
Look at, she's right there next to Boris Johnson. Is this from a different trip?
It is.
Oh, okay. Well, all I'm saying is
that's different.
The last time she was with Queen Elizabeth,
yes,
she was wearing her navy pump in suede.
Yeah.
And to meet, to greet Boris Johnson, she was wearing the red in suede as well.
That indeed just happened.
Yeah, there it is. She's wearing a red dress and a red heel. They match perfectly. And that's so fun because, first of all, I mean, for Jill Biden, if she's making conscious fashion decisions, which it appears she is, she is supporting a lot of American-made brands.
Yes.
Marion Park certainly is that. She is a podiatrist based in Minnesota, turned shoe designer. She manufactures them in Italy, but the company is based right here in the Twin Cities.
Wonderful.
It's very, you know, small and up and coming boutique brand, and lots of love for that brand from Jill Biden.
Are we ever going to hear a podcast?
Dr. Jill Biden.
Yes. Are we ever going to hear the podcast that, am I giving information I shouldn't give?
Yes, it's coming in a few weeks. Yes,
I'm excited
for that.
We
have several great guests coming up. We have several in the queue, some newsmakers and some really interesting figures. And yes, hers is probably two away.
Okay, I'm looking for it. I did enjoy the latest one, but I can't pronounce her
name.
Sina
Hodges.
Sina Hodges.
Coach.
Yes. Oh, she sounded really interesting and quite a lady.
That's on By All Means, which is the Twin Cities Business podcast.
So, have you seen the jacket from Yeezy, Kanye West line, that he is doing with The Gap?
No.
Oh.
Tell me about it.
Well, this is the big look that he's been wanting to work with The Gap for a long time. To him, that's his... I don't know why exactly, but
just because he wants to reach lots of people,
maybe.
Although questionable whether The Gap is the way to do that these days.
Right. It is called the round jacket, and it literally is round. I don't know how else to explain it. We need to post this so people can see it. But it's like a slightly puffy look. It comes in metallic sky blue, and
is it in stores now?
It's on their website. Now,
it doesn't look seasonally appropriate.
No,
it looks
I know
a puffer.
That's it is like a round puffer.
Mm-hmm.
And right now this is the only piece that's out there. And as I say, it's only on the website, but he has been wearing this apparently in Los Angeles. Maybe it's been cold there and we don't know it, to kind of let everyone see it. It's kind of a molded look. It's very different. And
not a ringing endorsement.
No, but
okay.
That's his.
But
new
now
thing.
You know.
Yeah.
Now you know what we know.
That's yes.
Okay. I wanted to talk. If we don't have questions to get to, I guess you all are probably en route to the cabin right now. our number is 651-641-1071. If you have any questions or want to talk shop with us, but I want to talk about how to breathe one nostril at a time.
Yeah, you tell me about that.
So this is what...
Are
this,
you doing if it right you, now?
If you want, you know, when you say to yourself, how can I just look a little more like a model? How can I channel that energy? How can I just make my skin glow?
Yeah.
And how do I just find peace and tranquility in my life?
Yeah.
Well, Pratika Swarup, who is a model that you might not know her name, but you probably would recognize her. She's done campaigns for Fenty Beauty, MAC, Clinique, Elle, Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, all the bigs. And she did The Cut, which is New York Magazine's website, one of their style verticals. They ask all these questions of, you know, famous people. How do you start your day? What, you know, how do you meditate? All these things. And so if you make it, they talk about her skincare philosophy. It's very extensive, and how she exercises. And then they talk to her about alternate nostril breathing,
which
is actually called Nadi Shodhana. Okay. And she says there are three channels of energy in your body, central, left, and right. Uh-huh. The energy moves between them.
Okay.
And you can control it with breathing exercises, and it will help reduce anxiety and calm your thoughts.
How do you do
it? Did it work for you?
No, I don't understand how to do it.
Were you able to breathe in one nostril and then the other?
How do you do it? Do you close one?
Okay, she said to practice the alternate nostril breathing method, you regulate your breathing from one nostril at a time. You hold it for four beats, then you release it to the other one, and then you alternate the process.
I can't do that.
Now, I wasn't sure if I was supposed... I see that you're motioning, like you're actually closing a nostril. I don't know if that's part of it.
I don't...
I think you're supposed to control this just with your mind.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, I have people... In fact, Kristen Bell can do her eyes different ways.
Well, she's so talented.
Yes.
She really is.
How do you do that?
Well, Pratika says that she uses this alternate nostril breathing before photo shoots or sometimes during a photo shoot when she gets a little stressed out and there are a lot of things happening that she doesn't have control over. And so this is a way that she can recenter herself.
Mm-hmm.
And you are always in control of your own nostrils.
Well, me, it's good to be in control of your own nostrils. Maybe I haven't done enough photo shoots.
Maybe that's it. Next time you're on set with Mac, you try this.
I can you do it?
No, but I do find myself now trying to
do it. And it doesn't work.
It is occupying a lot of my time and effort.
Yeah.
All right, we have to take a break. When we get back, it is time for the Tech Report. That's next on Shop Girls. Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mother. You know she's here because you know what time it is. It's time for the Tech Report.
The internet, it's a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
What do you know, Mom? What do you got? What's happening?
Here's what I think is interesting. I think designers or brands are finding ways all the time to really use all the social media that's out there to their advantage. And Kate Spade is a good example. I think they're really kind of trying to get more up to date than they were and maybe appeal to a younger crowd too.
Okay.
So they are kind of dipping their toes into TikTok with they have a month long digital and social campaign that just began this week.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole idea, I haven't watched it yet, but they're trying to show masked New Yorkers going about their business and then they just break out into a dance to a Judy Garland song of Get Happy.
These are actually like paid Kate Spade dancers?
Well, it's their campaign, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So it's, you know, forget your troubles and just get happy.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, I wanted to make sure you knew which song it was.
Appreciate it.
So they're twirling around the city and they end up in Washington Square Park. And the whole idea is that they want to, Kate Spade is trying to express appreciation to New York City and all of these Broadway people who have not worked for over a year and all of that.
Yeah.
So they are also, beyond that, running paid social messages on Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook, and also YouTube. So they are doing this whole upbeat campaign, but obviously with a whole idea of bringing joy and reaching this younger crowd.
Okay, how is this tech? It's dancing. Is this a dance
report? Have you ever heard of
a tech
TikTok?
Report?
Have you ever heard of YouTube?
I have heard of it, Mother. Yes.
Have you ever heard of Instagram?
I know I'm not as famous as you are, but I've heard of it.
That's true. But the point is, if you were paying attention.
I am paying fully attention.
They are using all of these.
Oh, I see. Because it's being, I see. So basically, pretty much anything in the world is now part of your tech report.
Not only
the whole world is high tech.
You know, I am trying to do my job of being a shop girl and a tech reporter.
I see.
Therefore, I am combining fashion.
Layer upon layer of complications.
And tech.
Right. Okay.
So this makes it really an integral part of our program.
Okay.
But
all right.
I really don't appreciate your
I was just trying to understand the tech correlation.
The whole idea is how tech is being used more and more
for dancing.
You know what? I'm not even going to talk to you. I really feel no need to do that.
All right.
Facebook.
Yes.
They are taking a new approach to, they are coming up with their first smartwatch. They haven't
Facebook?
Yes.
Who is going to want that?
Well, they haven't confirmed this publicly, but they plan to bring this out next summer. The whole idea that will be, I guess, a little different is that their device is going to have a display of two cameras that can be detached from the wrist to take pictures and video that can be shared across Facebook then, and their apps, which obviously also includes Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So the camera on the front of the watch will actually mainly display video, will be for video calling, and they'll have an autofocus camera on the back that you can also capture pictures when it's detached from the frame. So their whole idea, of course, behind this is to get people to use it in ways that smartphones are used now, because Mark Zuckerberg wants more consumer devices like Apple has.
Oh, he is just fooling himself. I'm sorry. Like, as if Facebook couldn't be uncool enough, the thought that somebody is going to want to, like, put it on, wear it on their wrist.
Well, not only that. I mean, the thing is, he does a lot of copying. I mean, he's, you know, obviously, Reels is a copy of TikTok. I don't know. That's what he's doing now. Archer Aviation has unveiled its first electric flying taxi. And it is a Tesla style. They had a debut on Thursday, and they're trying to get more investors. But the whole idea is that it is a zero-emission aircraft, and it can take off and land like a helicopter, but it flies like a plane. And so you could go, like, from... in New York, like from the airport to JFK Airport to Manhattan, and it would cost you like $50 to $75 round trip. Mm-hmm. They're planning to go public through a $3.8 billion merger with Atlas Crest. And they're thinking we used to laugh about flying cars,
mm-hmm.
but maybe we shouldn't be laughing.
Okay.
Maybe
it's coming. No laughing.
It's coming sooner than we think.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to wait for that, though, maybe you would like, we've talked about these robot dogs. Boston Dynamics was one of them that first came up with this sort of futuristic looking dog robot. But now there is another company in China called Unitree Robotics,
mm-hmm.
and they have come out with a robot-looking four-legged bot. Looks like a dog, really. And it's much cheaper. You can get one for only $2,700, whereas the Boston Dynamics robot costs $74,500. And when they showed this demo video, what it was doing is it was just following someone on a run and carrying its water bottle for them. So, I mean, I guess if you have $2,700 right. to spare.
But isn't that just the, I mean, it's always that way, right? It's like all this technology, all this innovation, to what end?
Yes, and that is the big question, is what else this is going to be able to do. And obviously they are still working on that. But right now, if you do want something, a robot, dog, for example, instead of your husband to carry your water bottle for you, you can get one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Well, thank goodness for
sure.
that.
Sure. It's a good thing, right?
I've been needing that, yes.
Yep. Oh, we're done.
You are, yes. Well, there's more. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Thank you for the tech report, Mom.
You're welcome.
We will be back with some Father's Day gift ideas. That's next on Shop Girls. Hope your Saturday is going well, or your Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever
you
listen.
Right?
We always hear from people who tell us that they find time to fit in the Shop Girls, and we so appreciate that. We love your support, and we love to hear from you, too. So you can always email us. We try to get back to people throughout the week on social media or by email if you go to mytalk1071.com. I'm Allie Kaplan. My mom, Harmony Kaplan, is here as well. You know, I got freaked out for a minute. I thought Father's Day was this weekend.
You were so wrong.
I was so wrong. And thank goodness, because yes. I would not have been prepared.
Yes.
But it is next weekend.
Yep.
And are you prepared?
Me?
Everybody. Oh. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out. It was just a general question.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Are people prepared? So if you're not, we have some ideas verging on the weird. I did want to mention one thing that is a good idea. This could be a good grad gift to graduation from college, not from high school, because it involves drinking.
Okay.
But our friend Allie Jarvis at Sidewalk Dog, they are back with their brewery pass. You can buy it from Sidewalk Dog. It's $25 and it gets you a free beer at a whole bunch of different breweries
that
are
idea. Dog
friendly. So you bring your dog, you have your beer, and it's really fun, and it gets you out to all these different places. It's fun to check them off the list, and you get a free beer at each one if you buy this card. It's a really fun gift to give someone.
Oh, I think that's a great
idea. A lot of dads would enjoy that. And then if you told dad that you'd go with him to all those breweries.
Oh, that would even be better.
Yes.
So I think you get that through Sidewalk Dog.
Sidewalk Dog, yes. And, that has been such a big part of their business. And as you can imagine, as another local woman-owned business, last year was hard on them because there was no brewery pass.
Is it sidewalkdog.com?
Yep, it's just sidewalkdog.com. So go there, and they've got, guides of things to do and places to go. But if you go to their retail section, you can buy their brewery pass. So highly recommend.
Yeah. Well, the Huffington Post or HuffPost.com had some really weird and unusual gift ideas.
Yes.
And it's kind of a fun thing to look at because, ties forget altogether, I think. But I mean,
I think I told you I was shopping for ties for an event a couple months ago. And I mean, there were like four ties in the entire mall.
Really?
There were just
So if you want something that's just kind of fun, this is a good list to look at.
I should clarify, Martin Patrick 3 had a good selection, of course, of ties.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
let's just talk about a few of them. The one that made me really laugh is you can get a ribbon. You know how like you get the first place ribbons and all that. Only this says second place dad. So it says not every dad
good
is
for
the
a step
world's
dad?
Greatest. Well, no, it says not every dad is the world's greatest.
Uh-huh.
And so if you value honesty in your relationships, then you could get him this second place ribbon. He
That's
may
funny.
Never talk to you again, and you may be out of his will.
Yeah.
But if that appeals to you, there is a website called snarkgifts.com that has that.
You got to know your dad. Got to know if he's the
Absolutely
dad to do that with. Yes.
On the other hand, there's cookies. Did you see those? You can get cookies made. And I would guess there's still time to do that. And I think it's kind of a cute idea with your father's face on them.
Yes.
So they make these cookies. You send them the picture, I'm sure, and they there's all different amounts that you can get and different things they can do. It's at a website called Baktivity.com.
Okay.
And get him a bunch of cookies that he can.
That's cute.
Eat his face.
Yeah. eat your face, Dad. Yeah. Okay.
You got some?
Yeah. What?
Do I have some?
Sure. Wait, I was going to, there were a couple of, I thought this was funny. I especially appreciated this, having sat outside at approximately 740 Little League baseball games this week in the sun. And just so you know, in case you're wondering, there is no shade at any baseball field in all of Minnesota.
Doesn't seem like it.
There's no shade.
Yeah.
The funny thing is those big, like, you think of them for events, like those big kind of tent structures. It's not really a tent.
No.
It's just sort of an overhead canopy that I would never have thought of wanting to own. You think like if you're having a dinner party in a yard and you suddenly needed to cover it or at a pop-up market or something. But I think that those were selling like crazy because everybody I know, we had like a morning game. Everyone is, dying. In the afternoon, everybody showed up with their brand new overhead shade canopy. Canopy from REI and Dick's. I think it's sort of like umbrellas on a rain day. But here is something you could buy for your dad. You could buy his own canopy to wear on his head.
It fits like it fits like a backpack, but and I don't know exactly why you wouldn't just get him, oh, say a bucket hat, which would be trendy,
yes,
or a baseball hat.
Yeah.
But you could give him this basically like sun visor, like the sort of thing that you would put, you know what it looks like? It's kind of like on a stroller, you know, like the thing that you would
pull up over.
You could give your dad one of those to wear around. And I could just totally see a lot of dads, you know, sitting around at games or walking around the lakes. It's called the canope. Okay.
Or canopy, do you think it is?
Canopy? C-A-N-O-P-E. And you can have your very own weather protection reinvented. This is not a joke. This actually exists, and it is actually for sale.
Where do you get that?
You buy it on this website, The Canopy.
Oh, it's actually, that's the name of the website.
CANOPE.com.
Or Canopy.
Canopy? It's not spelled that way though.
Okay. Whatever.
Whatever. Fine. Maybe it is. The canopy. Yeah. The canopy.com. Yeah. It is selling for $89.99.
Well, there probably are people who would appreciate that.
Yes. Free weather protection.
What you could also do, he's wearing that, and then he could be dressed in a romper.
What?
Which we talked about once before. You know what rompers are for women.
Yeah.
This is a romp-him because it's a one piece, short sleeve with shorts. It's all one piece. But it's easier for men to handle those things, I think, than women. Anyway, it's in bright colors with bananas all over it. I'm sure they have many different ones at a place called. Just a minute. I just lost it. It is a place called Tipsy Elves, tipsyelves.com. And he can be, instead of having a t-shirt and shorts on, he can just wear his romp.
I think a lot of men would want that.
Oh,
for sure.
I'm sure. I think your husband would really love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The worst part is, I think if you gave it to him, he would think that it must be right, and he would wear it. So I think maybe you probably better not do that.
Yeah, no, I won't be buying that.
Okay. Did you also see the shirt holders, Don Draper style, like from Mad Men, where they're to keep your socks up? It's like a suspender for socks, and you put it on your sock, and then it attaches to the edge of your shirt, your shirt tails.
What?
So it holds your shirt down.
Wait, I'm trying to envision this.
Well, it's, picture you're standing there. He's standing there in his underwear.
Okay.
And his shirt on.
Yep. Okay.
And before he puts his pants on, because, you know, he doesn't want the shirt to not lay smoothly,
mm-hmm.
he attaches, like a suspender, to the edge of his shirt,
mm-hmm.
and it goes down the side of his leg and attaches to his stocking. Don't you think that would be comfortable?
Oh, totally.
I mean, it's at a site called trendhim.com.
Yeah.
And so that you don't have socks that fall down,
mm-hmm.
or shirt tails that go awry,
mm-hmm.
then this is what he needs.
This should have been in your tech report, actually.
What?
I can't believe this exists, and I actually think I might want it. If the Rubik's Cube has eluded you your whole life, you've never been able to complete a Rubik's Cube, and I would count myself in that group. I've never even really tried. Let's be honest. I lose my patience.
I get too frustrated.
There is now a product. It's like software that you can buy called Hey Cube, spelled K-U-B-E, that gives you directions. You somehow, it uses directional LEDs to help you. It basically guides you to solve the Rubik's Cube. Nobody needs to know. Nobody needs to know you're using it. But you can, you know, look, we all need help now and then.
Sure.
You need help learning to ride a bike. You need help solving the Rubik's Cube. You can feel accomplished, and it will lead you through the exercise of solving your Rubik's Cube finally.
Well, that's kind of a good idea.
Go to heycube.com. It's actually 20% off right now for Father's Day. It is $99, but it's a programmable Rubik's Cube that will help you solve it.
Can my son-in-law do it? I can't remember. Can he solve a Rubik's Cube? I kind of feel like
let's say yeah, sure. He's pretty smart. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I kind of think he can.
I could see a lot of men getting really excited about. No joke. Okay, really, not a joke at all. It is a whiskey glass.
Yep.
That has a little ledge, if you can picture. It's glass, and it's sort of like an indentation, like where you might hold it.
Yeah.
But instead of holding it, it's actually designed to be a holder for your cigar.
Oh.
So you've got a tumbler with a cigar holder all in one.
Oh.
That's pretty cute.
That is a cute
idea.
That's
from GroovyGuyGifts.com. GroovyGuyGifts.com.
The other thing that all of the football fanatics would probably love is you can get football-shaped ice molds. So when they're having their drink while they're watching the football game, they can have ice cubes that are shaped like footballs. And that's from a company called Tovolo, T-O-V-O-L-O.com.
Oh, I feel like I've seen, I know them. I've seen that for other things. Yes. Well, there you go. We've just solved all of your gift-giving
problems.
Oh, my
goodness, have we ever.
You don't have to just give dad a tie or socks, although if you want to, and he might actually get more use out of them, Hammermaid is a great place to buy socks.
And you know another place I saw the cutest socks ever?
Where?
Was at Sweet Science Ice Cream.
Not for dads. Those
Why?
Are for little kids. They're kid socks.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, your husband would wear them.
No, he would. They're not. They're little kid socks.
You think they are?
But it would be an adorable baby gift or like kid gift.
Oh, I didn't
they
think
are
they were for
socks
kids.
And they're
it
like.
It looks like an ice cream cone holder. And then.
I thought they were kids.
You sure?
I don't know. But then again, I don't know how to pronounce canopy. So,
we'll have to check on those things.
We're just a wealth of misinformation today. But hopefully we've helped you a little bit. We'll post a link. These are all from Huffington Post, but some good sites to check out. You might still have time to order something in advance. But of course, if you're going to shop local, which we highly recommend, a great store to check out for dad would be Scout, the new Scout store.
Oh, right.
There's one in St. Paul that's been there for a few years, but now you can also shop it at 50th in France where they're open and they just have clothes and camping accessories. It's sort of like, I call it, it's like camping light. It's when you kind of want to look really chic.
But you're not really going camping.
You're maybe not doing the hardest work, but you want to look good at the bonfire.
Yeah,
right?
Got it. That's important.
All right, okay. We will be back with some steals and deals and a couple more headlines right after this. Well, we teased this out earlier, and so if you've been just waiting with bated breath to find out the 10 fashion items you could buy now and will still be trending next season, we just don't want to leave you like that.
I don't even remember that we just
We did. We said earlier in the first hour that we were going to do it, and then, time got away from us.
We don't want to lie.
So let's do that before we do some steals
and
deals. You're
listening to Shop Girls.
Yeah, everybody knows they've been here. Whatever, it's obvious. All right, so Who What Where put together a list of 10 fashion items that you could buy now, but they say will still be trending next season, and we all like that, so that you'll still be wanting to wear these in the fall. First one is mini dresses. Why?
Because I don't like minis.
Well, just because you don't like them doesn't mean it's not true.
Well, okay, but I don't like them.
Well, minis it's all you have to do is look at the runways to know that short hemlines, mini minis, are sticking around for fall.
I mean, whenever there's been, a stock market crash and then things happen and things get better, or a pandemic, everybody's hemlines go up. Well, not everybody.
I don't think we really know what people wear after a pandemic. We're just figuring that out right now.
Back in 1918. But I think, it's everybody is saying that along with the trends, the short skirts and bright colors and just,
lots
happy
of
kind
fun,
of fashion.
Flashy styles, lots of prints. But yes, the mini is
halter necks. Trendy. I like some of those.
Okay.
Do you?
Halter
necklines?
It's not my jam, but yeah, I can appreciate it on other people. You got to have the right body for it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, some of the things they were showing on Who What Where, some of these cutouts like that. On the sides of a dress, like literally going all the way down both sides, there are many cutouts.
Yes.
I don't think you can wear much under that.
No. No, or that's what I mean. You gotta have the right bod, and it's gotta fit, and there's really no hiding.
And certainly those would not be work appropriate. No. I guess it depends on your work, doesn't it?
Yes, this is for after hours, but cutouts are a big trend, and like it or not, they're not going anywhere. They are expected to stick around for another season as well. So if you're investing in cutout pieces, whether it's around the torso or shoulders or all of the above,
It depends where they are.
Probably get a little more wear out of it. It's even happening in like athletic, like, you know, in leggings, like cutouts along side as opposed to like a racer stripe or something.
Right.
Okay.
The next. Bright colors, saturated colors. One. I love that. Okay. Of course, you know I do.
Yes. Okay. All right. So anything else you want to say about that? Just bright, bright, saturated colors. Yellow, red, pink, all of the above colors are trending and are expected to continue. So.
And the only thing that I would say about any of these trends, and it was something that we have alluded to before, and I think we had a caller last week and talked about it too. Trends sort of are out there for you to pick what's best for you. And I think some fashion experts are now even saying in this new world we're entering into, things change so quickly that trends don't mean as much as they maybe once did either.
Mm-hmm. Right. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, sometimes it's not just about like, this is what you must do as much as
these are ideas,
yeah. Right? You're looking for new things to wear. So the new sandal that you might want to invest in is padded. Think of your typical flip flop, but it's just like, it looks like it's been kind of like blown up a little bit.
And it's sort of cushy.
Yeah. It's thicker.
That's
cushier.
Not a bad thing.
Zara's doing them. Designers are doing them. Everybody's doing it. So that is something to, you can find them, you know, everybody's got their version of it.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also a Y2K fashion revival going on. Apparently it's happening on TikTok, so I missed that. But everything from shiny fabrics, baby tees, low-rise silhouettes. You know what this feels like to me? Friends. This reeks of Friends. They just had a reunion.
Yep.
No big surprise. Butterfly hair clips. All of it.
All
everything Y2K is now 2021.
Yep. Low-rise jeans? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be quick to go back there. All right, maybe let's do one more. The low-rise jeans is one. Okay, yeah.
Vests is the other big thing, and that is showing up a lot. And a lot of women wearing what they call grandpa's vests.
Well, and vests instead of a shirt. A shirt.
Yeah.
Just make sure you check the side view.
Well, good idea.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, we've got just a couple minutes left. I think we should do some steals and deals. Know that after 37 years, Via's Vintage in Uptown is closing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's a long run.
They're not gone, but they are closing their doors on Hennepin Avenue and they're moving online. And until the end of the month, until June 27th, they are doing 25% off all regular price merchandise. And then they've got some sales beyond that. She's got so much merchandise, Kelly, the owner, that she's restocking the shelves over and over, sale after sale. And they're posting a lot of the pieces on Instagram. If you follow Via's Vintage at Via's Vintage. It's kind of a sad end to, I mean, they were like the place for so many years. 37 years is quite a good run.
Right.
But, if you are a vintage lover or if you're just getting into it, good time to check them out. Another big sample sale that runs through the end of through June 27th is Winsome Goods. We told you they were closing. Well, they're now clearing out another local fashion designer. And they are doing, you can follow at winsomegoods.com to get in on all of their deals that are going on. Lots of flea markets. It is that season. Everything from Wadena, if you want to drive out to Wadena on Highway 10. It's a big flea and craft market this weekend. And it's the Shady Hollow Flea Market in Detroit Lake. So if you're looking for a a little day tripping destination combined with shopping, this is a good time of year.
That's a good combo
to do that. Also wanted one more that you should for sure know about is Grethen House. It's their 40% off sale.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is when I love to, I love to go to Grethen House all the time, but I start to get more serious when they are 40%.
So that's on 50th in France.
Yes. And in the North Loop as well.
Right.
So 4930 France Avenue and also online, but brands like Raquel Allegra, Frank and Eileen, which makes all those fantastic summer shirts, Mother Denim, Comme des Garçons.
Oh, yeah. All the good stuff.
40% off. And also Moth Oddities is now open. It's their big grand opening weekend. So go check them out at 2201 Northeast 2nd Street in Minneapolis. Have a great weekend.